are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, some of the stories we couldn't get to in the first hour, I want to talk about, like, this salt making us age. Okay, a lot of us, we can't go to comfort food anymore, right? You know, Hostess went under for a long time. Now, I guess Hostess products are slowly coming back on the market, but by now, we've already kind of just gotten over it. We've already been desensitized. So now we're getting healthier. We're trying to avoid fast food. We're trying to avoid comfort food. We know it's bad. We know it makes Michelle Obama mad at us. We don't want Michelle Obama mad at us, right? So what have we been doing? We've been turning to the salt. Well, now they're saying that not only does it increase high blood pressure and kidney disorders and osteoporosis, it also causes us to age faster. Researchers from the Medical College of Georgia, which is, I guess, a part of Georgia Regents University in Augusta, have discovered that the little protective caps, the telomeres of the chromosomes, are shorter in overweight and obese teenagers who consume relatively high levels of salt as compared to teens who follow low-salt diets. The researchers presented last week at the American Heart Association's 2014 Epidemiology and Prevention, Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Metabolism Scientific Sessions in San Francisco, better known as EPINEPIMISISISIF. Now, that's what it's called. Previous research has determined that the little protective chromosome ends, the telomeres, they naturally shorten as we age. But they found that those telomeres shorten when you smoke, have high body fat, lack of physical activity. And remember how we talked about telomeres? You know, like, you know, your shoelaces, they have that little plastic protective thing. Yeah, those telomeres, if those little shoelace plastic shortens, you have more fraying. That's a sign of aging, okay? The new research looked at 766 people aged 14 to 18 years old, divided into those with the lowest and highest portions of sodium. The lowest intake teens consumed about 2.3 grams of salt per day. High intake participants took in about 4.1 grams. We're only supposed to take in, according to the American Heart Association, 1.5 grams or 1,500 milligrams. And that's about 2/3 of a teaspoon of salt. Oh my gosh, I had two-thirds teaspoons of salt just on my finger that I licked this morning when I grabbed the little pretzel. Anyway, they factored in all other causes of shorter telomeres. They found that the obese or overweight teens had lower telomeres when they ate more sodium. That is some pretty scary stuff, especially knowing that my kids have been kind of going through the whole puberty thing and are turning into teenagers. And do they like salt? They don't add salt. None of us have ever added salt. We don't have salt shakers. We never use the salt shakers at tables, etc. But where we're guilty of is we will eat out every now and then. We will maybe eat a frozen, you know, food. We will, we never really add salt to what we cook. But my guess is what the kids eat at school, again, has salt. So even though we've been so busy harping about fat and sugar, etc., we can't forget about the salt. Now, one study had come out saying, look, guys, really season with herbs. Do what you can seasoning with herbs. You know, one thing I like to do is add lemon and honey. Now, you see, okay, see, here we go with the honey, then that's adding sugar, so you got to be careful. Yeah, you see how you can already start, you know, you can't win. Do you notice that? You just can't win. Now, what about this concept of us aging more and not living as long as we want to? Just what about that concept? Is that just giving you guys the heebie-jeebies? Are you getting sick of these stories? Like, I'm getting sick of these stories, how to live longer, how to help your telomeres. I mean, my telomeres don't need any more help, thank you, all right? I get it. You got a diet, You got to exercise. You got to watch what you eat. You got to, call the mother every now and then. You got to pray. You got to devote some of your, devote some of your time to doing good. Okay. I think, charity, et cetera. I think there's some all around things that we look at that we know we have to do to live longer. You got to give the mother-in-law an occasional call. These are things that extend your life. They really do, okay? Do we have to pop vitamins all the time? No, the studies aren't saying we have to pop vitamins. They are saying we need to make sure we're not deficient in vitamins. And they also say that if you are deficient, you supplement. And they also say that if you don't eat a healthy diet, you could be deficient. Okay, we know that. Doesn't tell us to run marathons, but to keep, to get off our butts and exercise. Does research tell you to go to the doctor? No. There's no research saying you got to go to the doctor. I would like it because I got bills to pay. But, there's no study saying you will live longer if you see the doctor. Now, if, God forbid, you have a pneumonia, yeah, I think you will live longer if you end up going to the doctor. If you start going into sepsis, if you have a meningitis, etc., absolutely. But, I think we all get it. Okay, we need to do some routine things. We need to make sure we're doing things right. We need some cheerleading. We need to put a little bit of effort, not a lot of effort, but a little bit of effort. We need to avoid eating too much meat. We need to make sure we incorporate more vegetables. And we need to cut back on a lot of the extras that go into our food. Where we're screwed is the more we rely on somebody else preparing our food. If you prepared your own food, you're probably fine. But if you're going to rely on somebody else, Tyson, Lean Cuisine, McDonald's, etc., Mrs. Fields. If you're relying on Mrs. Fields to make your cookies, you're going to have to do a little bit of work and double check the salt, double check the butter content, fat content, sugar content. You see? Okay, it's same poop, different day. Same poop, different day. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of you guys are still at risk for salmonella, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a lot of doctors have no problem complying with patients when they want pharmaceuticals. And they will easily be swayed by their patients to write what the patients want. Why is that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Would you want it funny? Or serious? You decide how much sass you want, whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. Learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance. Please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is kind of interesting. I saw this headline in Fox News, how liquid nicotine, just a teaspoon of liquid nicotine, could kill you. The New York Times, I guess, took a look at liquid nicotine, which is the quote-unquote e-liquid used in e-cigarettes, and they described it as a powerful neurotoxin far more dangerous than tobacco. Apparently, they say reports of accidental liquid nicotine poisonings rose 300% from 2012 to 1,351 cases last year. They think it is going to double this next year. Apparently, most of the victims are kids under age 4 who are having seizures and vomiting after being exposed to just a little bit of this nicotine. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, they said that bottles often convey their flavors with potentially enticing photos of fruits, chocolate, etc. So youngsters, etc., seem to go, you know, to it. They're saying teenagers may be combining it with energy drinks to get high. And according to director of California's Poison Control System, I'm trying to see if there's a name. They're not giving a name. Said it's not a matter of if a child will be seriously poisoned or killed. It's a matter of when. This is scary stuff. He says this is one of the most potent naturally occurring toxins we have. One tablespoon could kill an adult, and it's an unregulated toxin. They say even these bottles, right, I guess of e-liquids for the e-cigs aren't even childproof. They say they're sold legally to anyone with a reusable e-cig. The quote-unquote reusable part may be the factor they see in the rise of the poisonings. According to the New York Times, they say e-cigs are supposed to be disposable originally. Now they're more commonly reusable devices that owners just fill with the e-liquid, which has nicotine, flavoring, solvents, etc. And I guess the CEO of one of the e-cig franchise predicts that as much as 2 million liters of the liquid will be sold in the U.S. this year. Now, many contain nicotine levels only in the 1.8 or 2.4% range, okay? But if the liquids contain concentrations like 7.2% that are already online that you dilute, those could be deadly. So this is some scary stuff. You know, it's what blows my mind and will always blow my mind is the ripple effect of practically anything you do. Remember these e-cigs came out and many of us were a little cautious. We're like, well, I don't know. You know, we've been burned before by stuff, right? You know, like, nah, you know, I don't know if I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. Then many of my patients said, look, they don't smoke anymore because they e-cig. I'm like, okay, that's good. And I'm happy, but I'm still like, well, I don't know because, you know, you're breathing in nicotine. You know, how long are you going to e-cig for? And, you know, I have one patient who's been on his own taking nicotine patches for a few years. I'm like, well, wait a second, you're only supposed to use nicotine patches for a few months while you wean off. What's going on here? And now we're seeing people, not even smokers, never have been smokers, e-cigging because that's a cool thing to do. Well, I think we are now completely missing the point. And then you add on top of all that, these kids getting involved and now trying to drink these suckers down, we could have a huge health crisis. So just be careful. If you do vape or whatever, make sure that if you're using non-disposable, and it makes sense. I mean, if the e-cigs are expensive, I could totally see people go and use a reusable and fill up. I mean, some of these things are gorgeous. They're like big, huge, silver bong-looking things. I mean, some of these things are like really gorgeous looking, and you walk around with it, and it's, you know, people take their puffs, and sometimes you wonder if people put opium in there, but anyway, just be careful, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Still, a lot of people kind of grumpy about this law in California where bartenders have to wear gloves. Did you guys hear that? Hear about that? Okay. I guess, you know, California has been banning bare hand contact now when you do drinks, and I guess now they're looking at for ready-to-eat food. I guess a state-by-state review of food codes shows 41 other states have a version of the legislation signed last year by Governor Jerry Brown. In all these states, chefs and bartenders must keep bare hands off food going straight to the plate or the drink glass. So rice in a sushi roll, mint in the mojito, according to ChicoER.com. Instead, they must use utensils or gloves. Now, I got to admit, I agree with that. Having worked in a restaurant, okay, and please, okay, especially with, you know, me as a doctor, seeing patients with cuts and dermatitis and breaks in the skin and psoriasis, etc. Absolutely. I think flakes of skin and blood and ink and boogers and teardrops that are on the eyes, pieces of mascara, and by mascara, we're talking about pieces and clumps. Absolutely. I think they should wear gloves. Okay? Let me see here. Now, they say that hog farm owner Randy Perengary says bringing this rule to California disrupts well-established hand-washing routines and generates unnecessary waste and restricts his employees in their craft. Here's the thing I got to tell you. Being a doctor, having to do everything with gloves, I have to admit the very, very first week or two, we were so excited to deal with patients that we would put on the gloves. And I remember us, you know, making sure we got all our fingers in them. And there would be some powder in the older latex gloves. And then we'd have the powder. And we would blow up little balloons with the gloves. And I remember it took time. And I remember there was a little bit of awkwardness. The sterile gloves are a hell of a lot easier because you usually have a surgical nurse sitting there holding you the glove and you're able to just stick your hand right in. I mean, there's a little bit of choreography with that. But I remember, you know, first week or two of medical school, yeah, there was that little bit of awkwardness, but you get over it. I mean, now putting on gloves is a piece of cake. In fact, I even let my staff in the file room wear gloves because they say they don't get paper cuts. So they actually like to touch papers with their gloves. Fine by me. That's what they're for. Yeah, gloves are getting more and more expensive. So if any of these business owners are complaining because of the cost of the glove, I get that. I don't have latex gloves anymore in my office because you never know if somebody's allergic to latex. So I have the vinyl or the nitrile gloves. And those suckers are expensive. They are. And so I can understand how if there are certain types of, if these employers have to shell out the bucks, yeah, I can understand that. But remember, any law costs us money, okay? Anytime we're dealing with, you know, government getting involved, it's going to cost us money. Since 1993, the U.S. FDA has recommended a hands-off approach in restaurants and bars as a way to promote basic hygiene. Even with good hand washing, you could still, all right, catch norovirus, which causes foodborne illness, etc. And so, you know, what's the best, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the gloves, you know, because some of the high-end restaurants are kind of complaining about this also. This bare hand ban is, you know, freaking people out, and don't you want to see your chef with the, I was actually surprised by that. When I was in medical school, we had to tour the health department, and the health department showed us videos of restaurants that had failed. There was actually a restaurant, a very well-known restaurant, I can't name it, who I used to go to as a kid all the time in L.A., very famous restaurant. And about probably 15 years after I had been there, they had made this video, and they are famous for one of their soups. And there was no, don't worry, it wasn't Jerry's Deli. No, it wasn't. I don't think Jerry's Deli was around when I was little. And I guess this person was making the soup while having a cigarette in his mouth. And the end of the cigarette, but not the butt part, but you know, as you burn a cigarette, the sediments were falling into the soup. You know, and this was a hidden camera that picked that up. I guess this was years ago when health departments could do hidden cameras, etc. Well, okay, that's some pretty scary stuff, especially since you know you ate at that restaurant. And remember how I talked about never, ever, ever send anything back, ever. If you really have to, because you're spending $20 on that meal, ask the manager. Tell the manager, look, the chefs are awesome. You love the chefs, but you really prefer it a little bit more cooked. Oh my gosh. Maybe even send flowers to the people in the back. But I've seen enough stuff where I am so scared to death of sending food back because people get mad. And we shouldn't feel that way. We really shouldn't. Now, I notice a lot more of the newer restaurants, they're wide open. So you could actually see the chefs. There's one of my favorite restaurants that once in a blue moon we get to go to because it's fancy. The Eiffel Tower, the Paris Hotel in Vegas. And the food is always phenomenal. And you see the chefs and you see everybody cook. And you see them, their hands covered. So you feel safe. It's beautiful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys so much for sending in donations for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to help kids fight blood cancer. We really do appreciate it. Many of you have gone to the website. We're doing a $5 for life campaign, just $5, although if you want to donate $25 or $30 or $50 or $100, we will take it because we are trying to raise $100,000. And over the weekend, many of you guys sent money in, and I am so appreciative. For those of you that have an extra $5 to spare or $25, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com and click the Fight Blood Cancer link. We really, really need your help. I don't like to ask my listeners for money or do these pleas because many times we already do radiothons and other types of fundraisers. But in this particular case, you know, I've met the kids. that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps. And it breaks your heart to think that there's thousands of others. And it takes us to help them, because you can't rely on government money. And we all know that. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Anything you could send, click the donate here or help kids fight blood cancer. You will get something for your tax records from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You're not paying me, Dr. Dahlia. I don't want the money. It's going to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That's something that you could print out and give for your taxes, which are really important. By the way, I think we got to hurry up and get our taxes done. Think tax season. I don't even know if I finished my taxes yet. I'll ask my husband. I usually leave that to my husband. I let him do that. Nah, not because he's the man that handles the money. I don't spend. I'm not the spender in the family. He is. A lot of people don't know that. My husband is the one. He doesn't spend a lot. You know, I mean, but he's the one that shops more than I do. I just don't like to go shopping. Unless I'm hunting for medical antiques. Then I am so into medical antiques, which, by the way, definitely email me if you have something cool. All right, but the price better be good. All right, don't be trying to say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, so I'm going to charge you three times, because I know what these things are worth. I know. I guess we got the news that Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are expecting a baby. Mila Kunis, I'm a huge fan of. She's one of the voices, I think, Meg on Family Guy, and she was in the movie Ted. I think she's a great actress. I'm a huge fan of hers. I also like Ashton Kutcher. I think they're great. Kind of interesting. She's 30 years old. And, you know, it's interesting how if this story came out 30 years ago, it would be like, oh, really? She got pregnant out of wedlock? And here everybody's all excited. You know, most of these stars that are getting pregnant without being married, you know, everybody's all happy. It's amazing how we've changed as a society, where something that used to be very embarrassing and people would have to hide is now rejoiced. Now, she is engaged to Ashton Kutcher. I guess both of them were castmates of the 70s show. Ashton Kutcher is already 36 years old. I know he's turning middle age. He's now a 2.5 men after replacing Charlie Sheen. They don't know how far she is along in her pregnancy, but she already has a little baby bump. They're supposed to be getting married. Ashton Kutcher used to be married to Demi Moore. That divorce was finalized last November. She's 51 years old, and Demi Moore, I guess, reports had it that she had wanted to have a baby with Ashton and couldn't. Lord knows they probably tried a lot. But it's very, very interesting. It's actually unique that they're getting married, because you see so many couples not get married that have a baby. From what we understand, they made the engagement announcement a while back, so we knew they were getting married. But it's society is definitely changing, where, you know, having babies out of wedlock is now almost more the norm, if you come to think of it, when you see that in the Hollywood setting. So, we've talked about how divorces have gone down because marriages have gone down. You have less people getting married these days. I think these guys are going to get married. I think the baby's going to be gorgeous. I'm a huge fan of them, but it's just kind of interesting. Rather than the, no, she got pregnant, it's the, yay, she's pregnant. It's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So if you ask for a specific drug that you saw on TV, okay, they say many doctors will be like, ah, to heck with it, fine, if that's what you want. Apparently, this new study says the findings raise questions and concerns about how direct-to-consumer advertising for brand-name drugs affects medicine, safety, and cost. Now, can I, before I go into the study, say, if I heard of a drug, I will not give the drug. Okay, I will not give the medication unless I am very, very comfortable with it, okay? So, as far as I'm concerned, if Nexium or Singulair or Ambien, if there's a commercial, I'm sorry, that's not enough to sway me. I got a medical license to protect. I got a patient to protect. I have to worry about malpractice. So I really hate the fact that they make us physicians look stupid and greedy all the time. But anyway, According to this study, the study authors created videos of actors who portrayed patients with two common painful conditions. One was sciatica that caused back and leg pain, and the other was arthritis that caused knee pain. In the videos, half of the patients with sciatica specifically requested a strong narcotic painkiller called oxycodone. We've talked about oxycodone. Whew, that sucker's a Percocet. It is one tough puppy. And half of those with knee pain asked for the prescription drug Celebrex. The others requested just something to make it better. The videos were shown to about 192 primary care doctors who were then asked how they would treat the patients. About 20% of the sciatica patients who asked for oxycodone received it, compared to 1% of those who really had no request. Either way, the researchers noted that strong narcotic painkillers such as oxycodone aren't really recommended for sciatica anyway. About half of the knee arthritis patients who asked for Celebrex would receive it, compared to one quarter who made no specific request. Celebrex is much more expensive than other drug options and provides no additional benefit, they say. All right, so what they're saying, and it's not that people got Celebrex over the narcotic, because I know some of you would say, well, wait a second, doctors don't want to prescribe narcotics that much, so they'll easily go to the Celebrex. What I think is happening is a variety of things, okay? When somebody usually comes in telling me they have knee pain, I already have at the top of my mind a generic medication that I would prescribe. You know, you already have your first choices. Most of us already have our first choices for antibiotics, depending on what you have, our first choices for bladder medicine, our first choices of everything, okay? We already have that in our mind. Yet, when somebody is asking for a brand name, it almost gives us permission to prescribe it. Okay, I don't have to now do a selling point on any of these particular brand names. Okay, now true, there are some brand name cholesterol medications I'm fans of. I told you, like Crestor. I'm a huge fan of Crestor, so sometimes I explain to patients why I'll use Crestor, because I could get away with a smaller dosage and make it work, etc. But most of the time, I'm ready to give a generic to save these people money. So when somebody comes in saying, I would like Celebrex, it's actually a little bit of a relief, because Celebrex appears to be less involved in ulcer and gastric irritation than the over-the-counter anti-inflammatories. So if I was going to prescribe some ibuprofen or naproxen and the patient says they would prefer the Celebrex, I'm like, whew, thank you, and I'll prescribe it, because it's almost like giving us permission. So, but is it because I am getting money from the company? No, I don't benefit at all. I do not benefit at all from pharmaceutical companies getting their money. I don't. I mean, yes, the occasional pen 6 years ago was nice, but I could get pens from my bank. I mean, I really don't need to write a medication. It's more in my interest that it works for the patient. If I give my patient a medicine that doesn't work, they're not coming back. So you bet your butt I'm going to want to believe in that medication. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I was watching The Walking Dead. yesterday. And don't worry, I'm not going to ruin it for you guys. But I think they're all kind of being a little stupid here, okay? You know, they're all supposed to be trying to go towards Terminus, okay? And for those of you watching this season, everyone's trying to get to Terminus. Well, Terminus means, like, the end. So I'm just, like, watching this going, oh, no, it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad. I guess the season finale of Walking Dead is supposed to be next week. I want to know when Game of Thrones is on. I hope I didn't miss it, because Game of Thrones I'm really looking forward to. But Game of Thrones, it also does that to you, where you start getting excited and then people die. These shows need to quit killing people off. I've been watching House of Cards, and I don't think anybody's died yet. I mean, except characters that they haven't built up. But, you know, don't be doing that, because now I'm sitting here for a week wondering who's going to get killed. And am I really that hooked on the show? No. No, I'm really not that hooked on the show. I've learned not to get hooked on the show ever since Glee, you know, started to disappoint, and ever since MacGyver was taken off the air. Yeah, and that was a long time ago. No more Bo Duke. So I know better than to get hooked. Dallas, remember the old Dallas I was hooked on? Big fan of JR, I thought was, JR would still give me the heebie-jeebies. The new Dallas, by the way, if any of you have seen the new Dallas, they did a pretty good job. In fact, JR, even before he passed away with Dallas, you know, JR still made the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. I mean, it's amazing how they could do that. It's amazing the way they could, from TV, kind of, you know, wrap your brain around the character and get you that invested. But I don't even know if I want to watch the next Walking Dead. I'm kind of afraid to. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of films, why don't we talk about biofilms? Researchers from MIT have made use of bacterial cells like E. coli to generate biofilms. Now, these biofilms can be used to produce, no, they don't need condoms. They can be used to produce non-living materials. Timothy Liu, an assistant professor of electrical engineering and biological engineering, said that the main aim of researchers is to develop hybrid materials with living functional cells by combining living and non-living worlds together. This would then help in making non-living materials with the help of living cells, which could then allow, like, advanced devices like solar cells, self-heating materials, diagnostic sensors, etc. Researchers used the E. coli, and E. coli, remember, comes from our colon. Escherichia coli. It's a bacteria in our poo-poo. It naturally generates biofilms containing curled fibers that are made up of these repeating chains of protein called the CSGA. So for some of our science geeks, this is pretty cool. I'm excited. These proteins can be altered by the addition of peptides, which have the ability to cure non-living materials like gold, nanoparticles. I'm, like, getting all excited here. Researchers, I guess, controlled producing tendency of E. coli. I'm not sure. I think there are even some typos on this. By replacing it with a genetically engineered strain that could produce... Oh, you know what? Okay, now they're really starting to get all scientific. Okay, now they're starting to lose me. Anyway, this is pretty cool, because if you could emulate natural systems by using non-living stuff, using the, this is pretty, pretty cool. You're able to test where it's absolutely phenomenal. E. coli are these gram-negative rods, as opposed to like cocci, like gonococcus, the bacteria that cause gonorrhea, the bacteria that causes staph. These are staphylococcus. They're round bacteria. E. coli are rods, very like hot dogs. They kind of look like hot dogs. Exactly. E. coli. And where do hot dogs go? Out the butt. You know, after you eat them. So, pretty cool stuff. Good job, MIT. Now, we're starting to see more and more reactions from liquid soaps and certain wipes, these antimicrobial wipes. And we're seeing, they said, in the last 2 or 3 years, a huge increase in people with allergies, according to Dr. Matthew Zierwas, director of the Contact Dermatitis Center at Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center. They said in some of these patients, the rash has been unexplained and going on for years, because there's a chemical preservative called methylisothiazolinone, okay? Methylisothiazolinone. And it's found, you know, in organic chemistry in class, we used to have to take a name like that, and then we used to have to draw the chemical compound. That was crazy. all the bonds and the carbons and the oxygens and the alcohol, the OH at the end. And it was actually kind of fun. And I did really well in it. I just don't remember much about it. Anyway, the chemical preservative is found in many water-based products like these pre-moistened wipes and cosmetics and liquid soap, sunscreen, laundry, detergent, and cleaning products. They say concentrations of the preservative have increased dramatically in some products in the last few years as the manufacturers stopped using other preservatives like the paraben and the formaldehyde. But the preservative can cause an itchy, painful rash that could also blister and look very similar to poison ivy. Areas of the body most often affected by the allergic reaction includes your buttocks, the genitals because of the flushable wipes, the fingers and the hands from handling the wipes, and then a lot of people, I would never put that near my, you know, the Lily area because I would be really afraid, okay? Remember, you know, caveman days, if you didn't put anything near there like that, then don't do it now because your body's not built for that. Adam and Eve times, right? Our bodies were just built to use leaves, I guess, to wipe, right? Would we use leaves? What did we use? Did we use the serpent? I don't know. A big fluffy bunny, maybe? Anyway, they say people's faces and hairlines and scalp. They say if someone suspects an allergy to moistened wipes, stop using them. Duh. And he said that the manufacturers are aware of the problem and trying to develop alternative preservatives. See, that's the thing. Anytime they substitute one preservative for another, we just find ourselves screwed again, don't we? I mean, it makes no sense to me. You know, you'll hear of these groups, these environmental groups or these groups of moms that try to force a company to stop using a chemical. Okay, that's great that they have that power, but then the company just uses a different chemical instead. And, yeah, then they say, yeah, this chemical is safe. And then years later, like, no, it's not as safe either. So it's called, you know, getting a clue. Uterine cancer apparently could be decreased, your risk, by getting weight loss surgery. According to the U.S. CDC, uterine cancer is the fourth most common cancer in women. Now, many women who are at risk are those that are older, obese, have already gone through menopause. So if you aren't obese, okay, by the time you're going through menopause, maybe you could decrease your risk, okay? Even post-menopause, you could decrease your risk. The team comprised of researchers from the University of California, San Diego, UCSD, and Morris Cancer Center says two-thirds of adults in the U.S. are overweight and obese, and of course, the obesity is linked to a range of health risks. To investigate this, they looked at a study where they went back, a cohort study, retrospectively of 7 million patients, and they looked at 103,000 patients who had bariatric surgery, and 44,000 had a diagnosis of uterine cancer. All right, and they found that if you had a BMI of 40, okay, which is obese, you had 8 times greater risk of endometrial cancer than someone with a BMI of 25. That was scary. A friend of ours came to see us, and she had asked for me to do her pap smear because she had a lot of bleeding. And I had asked her if she had gone to the doctor, etc., and she hadn't. And so, you know, I go in to do the pap, and the cancer was growing out of the uterus in like grape, it looked like grapevines of the, it was dark and purplish brown, and it looked like, not like round grapes, but it just looked like grapevines. It was very stringy, and unfortunately, you know, that was the first time she got any medical help. We got her into the doctor, and it was unfortunately too late. Very, very sad. But keep your weight down, people. Keep your weight down. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down. Yeah, take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.